Hello, okay, this is Pedro Smith. I am talking to Mr. Bended Knees, and I want to know, how did the band start?
The band started 2 years ago.
Okay, I didn't ask when the band started. I asked how the... Okay, there's some questions when you interview people. Who, what, when, where, why, how, okay? How, not when.
In the beginning.
Okay, when the story starts with either in the beginning or once upon a time, it's going to be long. We don't have that long, okay? Just get to the point. How did the band start?
I bought a guitar, I wrote a song, we made an album, and here we are.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about, okay? Those are the kind of answers we need. So, now that we're on the same page, let's ask some more questions. Tell me, what's the name of the town in Minnesota you live?
Bemidji.
Okay, do they not sell vowels there in that town or what? It's a lot of consonants.
That's three vowels, brother. Three vowels. That's enough.
Three?
B-E-M-I-D-J-I. Okay. Down in your country, they don't have I's and E's are not vowels?
Not in my part of the country, no. No, because we're poor. We can't buy a vowel. Okay. We're very poor. We can't even pay attention down there. We're so poor.
I hear you.
Okay. So, Bemish, who?
Bemidji.
Okay. I once had a girl that was a friend of mine. She was a real Bemishi. She was not very nice.
Not very nice.
No.
Very nice.
How does the town get its name Bemishi?
Indian chief.
Indian
chief. Mr. Chief Bemidji.
Oh, chief?
Chief.
Chief? Okay, not like a chief that cooks.
No.
Okay.
Not a chef.
Okay.
Chief.
So how should drive down to Tennessee?
About 20 hours.
Oh.
And I was sleeping part of the time while I was driving, and then...
Did you take a bus like me?
We take a big 15-passenger van.
Okay. So. Did your driver take you to Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Almost.
And then to New York?
Almost, yes.
Okay, because that's what my driver did. A little crazy driver. So tell me, what's up next for the Bended Knee Band? What are you doing next?
Performing again tomorrow here at the Fan Fest and Saturday as well. And then back to, on our way home, we're stopping in Kentucky at Frankfort for a church service Sunday morning.
Okay.
And then back to Minnesota, concert next week, and just a busy summer schedule.
Okay, and I heard that you're going to be in Florida?
Florida, yes. We're going to be in Florida in September.
Okay, who are the people in the Bended Knee Band? What are their names?
Well, we have the boss, manager, chief cook, and bottle washer. That's Miss Chantel.
Miss Chantel?
Miss Chantel, or Kentel, as she's starting to change her name.
Okay, is she in charge of the band?
She is very much in charge of the band and everything else.
Is she in charge of you?
She's very much in charge of me.
Because I've had a little time to spend with you, and somebody needs to be in charge of you. Okay? Do you need some help? I don't know if they've told you that.
Yes.
How often...
My doctors have told me.
How often do you take that medicine that you take?
Chantel's medicine or my medicine?
Your medicine.
My medicine. Three times a day.
Okay, the other a few hours ago, mm-hmm. I saw Miss Chantel taking her medicine,
mm-hmm.
and I asked her what it's for, and she said it was for mood swings. And I asked her, how often do you take it? And she said, as needed. And I could have swore I heard you say under your breath, you need to take a lot. I'm not trying to start trouble here.
I concur. That's true.
Okay, I thought that's what you said. And who else is in the band? There's a lady that plays bass for you.
Plays the bass. Miss Sherry Lindgren plays bass.
Sherry who?
Sherry Lindgren. Lindgren.
Is that a name from Mexico?
That is, they were originally from Mexico, yes, their family.
What part of Mexico are they? We might be related.
Because
everybody in Mexico is related.
Guadalajara, Mexico.
Guadalajara. I might be related to her. One time I was there.
Yes.
She plays the bass. Okay, she is
four-string bass and a five-string bass.
Okay,
has nine strings on her bass.
Oh, she is one kick bass player.
Yes.
Okay. And then who else is in the band?
And we have We have Mr. Andrew Weems on drums and vocals.
Oh.
Weems.
Weems.
Weems. Weems.
I wrote a song about the Weems of my starvation.
Weems. Yes. Andrew Weems of my starvation.
So, I heard him sing today.
Yes, he's got a pretty girl voice. Very high.
He's kind of high, yes.
Yes.
I was wondering if he was sitting on something that was making him sing like that.
Yes.
That's
his parents wanted a daughter, but...
Okay, when he got up off the stool he was on, I went and looked to make sure that there was nothing on there that was...
The Weems of my starvation, he was there.
He was very high.
Yeah.
He's a very high voice. In fact, I thought it was just a girl with a hairy face that was playing the drums. But then I got to meet him afterwards, yes. And I realized it was a,
yes.
It was a boy.
A boy.
I don't know if I say it's a man, but it's a boy.
Like, a bearded lady.
He doubles in the circus.
He does?
As the bearded lady.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
And the monkey boy, too.
Oh,
he does that in the off season.
I was in the circus once.
Yes.
Yes. And since you asked, I'll tell you what I did. I used to guess the weight of people and the age of people. I failed miserably. Let's just say
dangerous job.
It's not a good job. So you're going to Kentucky.
Yes.
And then you're going to sing at a church.
Frankfort, Kentucky.
Frankfort.
Frankfort, Kentucky.
Frankfort, Kentucky. Okay. I thought you said something else.
I had to
pause there for a minute because. It did not smell like a good answer.
No.
Okay.
It did not.
Have you ever met Mr. Hunter or Mr. Boot?
Not face to face. No.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's a good thing.
Safer over the phone.
Yes, yes. Mr. Hunter, he has beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm.
They get all of their good looks from Mr. Hunter. Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Because he has no good looks left.
None left.
No, not at all. Thank you for your time. And
you're welcome.
We look forward to spending more time with you here.
See.
Okay. Everybody say, God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye, Mr. Hunter.